This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. President Donald Trump and his Democratic challenger Joe Biden will be meeting on the debate stage for the first time tonight in Cleveland, Ohio. Millions of voters will get their first opportunity to compare the candidates' policies and personalities side by side on national television for 90 minutes, just 5 weeks before Election Day. Meanwhile, revelations that President Donald Trump is personally liable for more than $400 million in debt is casting a shadow that ethics experts say raises national security concerns that he could be manipulated to sway U.S. policy by organizations and individuals he's indebted to. Former White House ethics attorney Richard Painter, who served in the Republican George W. Bush administration, says President Trump's debt load, coupled with a series of bankruptcies by Trump-owned companies, raises the question as to how the president was able to borrow so much cash. U.S. President Donald Trump's Supreme Court nominee Amy Barrett meets informally today with senators on Capitol Hill, kicking off an accelerated confirmation process that Republicans intend to complete before the November 3rd presidential election in the face of Democratic opposition. Judge Barrett met first with Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell.
Well, we're pleased today to welcome Judge Barrett to begin the process of advising consent in the Senate. As you know, she'll be visiting with members who are interested in talking to her during the course of the next few days. And we're glad to have her here and glad to get the process started.
Barrett would be President Trump's third conservative appointee to the nation's highest court if confirmed by the Senate. The Dow Jones in late morning trading is down about 165 points. This is VOA News.